first time and the second time, all his life we get taught all about whatever appears. Not enough. More and more, more and more, until it conditioned moment of understanding. Since it took quite a long, long time to become enlightened, so everyone has to develop right understanding.
Maybe we are impatient, or we don't have enough courage.
Ignorance
that yeah. conditions it.
Yeah, and clinging. Yeah. See, until it's less and less. So reality can appear to Panya as it is.
Yeah.
Now it appears differently. Like the four primaries do not appear to the seeing, but no. What appears is that which arises with it. So it's like the transformation of the four primary into different things.
Into different things.
Like magician.
Yeah.
It takes quite a long time to learn how the magician can do. And this is much more than a magician. So it takes longer time to understand the way the Dhammas do.
When we are now in the car, just very pleasant objects, the mountains, the trees, we like it. It gives pleasant feeling.
Yeah. A reality, see, when we can understand, it's conditioned, it goes away.
Yeah.
Before we can know what it is, it says like as soon as its object is gone.
Yeah.
So the other object appears when Panya understand that. Otherwise the self tries to cling and try to think it out, whatever it is, nama, rupa and so forth, and Pachya.
Yeah.
But actually, the intellectual understanding just conditions the attachment from clinging when time comes.
The intellectual understanding
is conditions for having less attachment.
Less attachment, yes. Even the intellectual understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
But it's not as effective, right understanding.
No, as direct. Yeah.
One can see the difference between the two.
Not so easy to know
not
what
easy.
Is direct understanding. No. Not so easy.
When awareness arises, it's quite different. Just a little different.
Yeah.
But it has to be there. It's like seeing and hearing. It seems like they arise together. So as that object still there, right understanding is another moment, like seeing and hearing. But it appears so Panya can understand that.
Yes.
No other object, only that object, which still seems like appearing by nimitta.
Yes. It's more pleasant than yesterday, that museum.
Yeah. Nothing can be compared to the moment of understanding, so precious. To understand, see, from birth, no understanding until learning the teachings to understand.
Yeah.
The object is exactly the same from eons and eons. Whisper object can be seen, and the other object cannot be seen. So there can be understanding of everything when there is more and more intellectual understanding.
Intellectual
which
understanding.
Will condition the rest.
Yeah, that's
understanding.
Right.
Keeps on going by conditions. Otherwise, I and how can or why all the time.
I understand a little more. There is no person because I used to think that there is no Lodewijk, there is no Nina, and we found it so difficult.
Yeah.
But now I a little better understand that it's Citta, Cetasika, and Opa by considering, not only by words.
And now it experiences, see?
Yeah.
Learn to know that which experiences is not limited because it is a faculty of experiencing. And when it's not limited, it means that there is no other object. So all of the world is the moment of experience and the object.
But when you say it's not limited, what do you mean?
Because it's like the object. It's not like sound. It's limited.
Yeah.
Weak or loud.
Yeah.
And for citta, it just experience without loud or weak, loud or...
But citta does experience that it is loud or weak.
Yeah. So when there is no world, only that which experiences an object, one can see that the nama is not the rupa, which is limited by its characteristic.
The rupa is limited.
Loud of this or smell of that, only that, not other thing. But the experiencing, no limited. It's
This is rather difficult. I can't. Maybe it's good to discuss this afternoon.
Experience it.
Maybe it's good to discuss this in the afternoon, that are limited and not limited.
See, sound is object, but that which experiences it is not limited.
That is not limited.
No boundary.
It can experience anything.
Anything.
Yeah. And rupa is only one characteristic.
That is a sense of limited. Such reality at that very moment.
Yes.
And when we talk about it's not limited because no other thing else, except that which can experience no shape, no form, and that which is the object.
Yes.
Now it's there. When citta is akusala.
But what is the characteristic of it?
Until panya know. But who knows that this moment is not calm?
Even nice moments, very nice moments, there is still this quiet of citta. It cannot rest. Even very, very.
So it's not in the book. Yeah. It's just this moment. Yeah. Right? It's this moment. When you cannot think of anything, is that citta? What kind of citta? What kind of And panya can see that there is such a moment in a day. Only panya. If you try to find out, you cannot find it. Because the eye is there, looking for that which does not appear. So only when it arises and appear, one can understand that. Like now, visible object appears, can panya understand it? Even there is uttaccha. When it's not panya, it cannot be understood. Like now, when it's not panya, it cannot understand visible object.
You said something this morning about seeing and thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought of seeing and thinking. But there was something you said this morning that when you see, I see you. It's thinking already. The seeing has you.
And before you, it's thinking about shape and form.
It's so fast,
like seeing and hearing, they seem arise together all the time.
Yes.
So the seeing and the thinking is like seeing and hearing right now.
And even with the hearing, it's, as soon as there's a sound heard, it's identified as something.
That's why usually one pays attention to the object, not to the that which experience at all.
And that's because it's not enough. Mm-hmm.
There is the experiencing all the time, but the object changes from time to time. But the experiencing can experience whatever appears. Fermented from moment to moment. Yeah.
From long time ago.
Yes.
I was thinking more demented.
And long time ahead too. Mm. Far away.
You talk about the Anusias accumulated chitta, and they condition the possibles, the fermentation to arise. And for example, if we talk about, and they talk about like the sort of about two kinds of understanding, with and without the askers, and like now, even though, like at a moment of understanding, now even if the askers don't arise, there's latent tendency for them. I'm just wondering why they use askers rather than anusias in that context.
Anusaya cannot appear at all, while asava can appear.
So even though asava is not arising, but still there is a tendency for
Akusala arises of what degree? As asava or as nivarana or as kilesa?
More
subtle.
More subtle.
Yes. That's why in Tipitaka it doesn't talk about the anusya, but talk about asava, like the arahata have no asava, which means no anusya. So instead of saying that he doesn't have the anusya, sometimes said he doesn't have asava, because asava can appear while anusya cannot appear at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nivarana is always stronger, Kusala strong enough to...
What?
Nivarana.
Nivarana, yes, yeah.
Strong enough to...
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
What are the Nivaranas five, but which one are Nivarana? Jiti, yes, Loba, Dosa, Moha, no.
Kama Sua, excuse me, Nivarana.
Yeah.
Kama Chanda.
Kama Chanda.
Payapada.
Vyapada.
Tinamita.
Tinamita.
Uttachakutrucha.
Yes. Uttachakutrucha.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, five.
They are a hindrance to samatha. They are samatha, not to.
Because Vipassana can understand. Mm. But I think that we just want to remember the terms, but what about the understanding of this moment? Because we talk about the five Nivarana. Which one is this moment? Or the other one, or so forth? Or Asava, or Kilesa, see? It's only the developed Panya can know. But we learn to understand moment with awareness and moment without awareness. Just to understand more about even asava or nivarana. Because usually in a day, sometimes we think about just that object or so much in a day, rather than other things. And at that moment, we don't need to call nivarana. But they are all Nivarana, never leave one to be restful.
And if there's no understanding, it is a hindrance.
Right.
But here, Tinamita is mentioned as Nivarana.
All Akusala, usually, except those like Machariya and nothing. No.
No, not Nivarana. Mm-hmm.
But you see that it's only to group kilesas in different manners, that's all. But when they are all akusala, we don't have to classify them. But the function or the qualities are like that.
I think you said some moments ago about that we usually pay attention to the objects, not to...
Like now?
Yeah.
Like now.
when there's explanation about that one, that which experiences that can be conditioned to attending and the characteristics of what experiences.
Depending on conditions, yeah, they are gone. Prathama, tutiya, dasama.
How the Dina and Nida can be a Nivarana?
They are akusala, all akusala hinder.
But what they hinder? Because when I feel like, for example, sleepy, it doesn't hinder anything.
Kusala, it sleep. Hinders kusala, not you.
So this is really strong, this Dina and Nida.
No understanding. So it hinders understanding. And other moments of kusala, sometimes you don't want to listen to the teachings, you don't want to read because of dinamita.
Oh. You don't want to share with others or don't explain something.
Like dinamita?
I have a question about attachment to objects. So we know a lot about attachment to some object or sound here, and I was listening to you talking on the tape about how attachment to inner ayatana such as eye sense, ear sense, the stronger to the objects, like it's the end of the world that loses one's eyes, for example, there's so much attachment to eye sense and ear sense, and yet we hear that the grossest kinds of attachments have to be understood and eradicated first. That means there's no understanding of eye sense and ear sense because they don't appear. Visible object is more apparent.
But what about when it appears?
Eye sense.
No attachment? Attachment.
Well, it's very strong. Mm.
So it depends on whether it's object or not.
Whether it appears or not.
You were talking about the hindrance. And that all akusala actually are hindrances, but there are groups in different groups to show aspects.
But who knows? See? Yeah. Yeah. We have accumulated lots of attachment, so when it is subject, yeah.
What about just thinking about
it? Can you know the trick of the magician? How the magician play the trick?
No, you don't know how.
Buddha Upas.
Yes, but Chitta Chetasikas plays better than any magician. Yeah.
You just know it's a trick, you don't know how it's done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, but we try, we cannot know if we don't learn.
Right.
No one can appreciate the complexity of how Chitta can think.
Hey, why of you?
Visible object.
Jan, hung at the back, she has a question. Her question is that when she listens to you, she understands it all very clearly, but as soon as she stops listening, she forgets everything.
Yeah,
and she'd like...
Is that the way it
and
is?
And she'd like to know whether it's because of weak sanya or what it is. Jan said...
Conditions. Pakatupanisya pajya. What is more accumulated to be conditioned. Otherwise, when it's me, there is always doubt, why me? Or something like that. But when there are only realities and conditions, one can understand better the way the Dhamma is. It does mean that right understanding does not fall away. Everything arises by conditions and falls away.
So the first question was,
if it arises more often, there can be doubt. Why? See? Because accumulation of ignorance more than right understanding, that's why akusala arises more often than kusala.
So this is where we need courage and confidence?
And hearing.
And
considering.
Courage and confidence and hearing, yeah.
Arises with other cittas, but not with the ahetuka cittas.
I think Tom's question is that it's because following from Hung had said that it seems when we listen, there's more understanding, and then when she's not listening, it seems not so much understanding or thinking about the Dharma. And Tom suggests this is because not enough understanding to condition chanda at that time, interest in the Dharma.
Of course, hiri of the pain, all also realities.
Just all realities, and after by not me or mine, or my interest, or my lack of interest.
It's the same, like I'm being absorbed in stories. I'm thinking, oh, I would have liked to share this is loaded egg, but now I can't share this is loaded egg. And it's also the same, really.
Actually, there is no loaded egg, not even after his death, but even while he's alive,
yeah,
there is no.
Alive, only elements. But I'm thinking like that because it's conditioned.
Yes.
Oh, he would have liked so much. I would have liked to share.
Not living alone. Yeah. So, and in the lone world, no one at all, even me.
But even while he was alive, I tried to remember there is no Dordrecht. Even while he was alive, but lots of ignorance and clinging.
It's thinking and dreaming about reality. So one can see how rare it is, moment of just awareness of a reality directly. And that can happen only when there are more and more intellectual understanding, enough to be conditioned for right awareness to arise.
Yes.
At that very time.
Yes.
And one can see the anatomies, and when we let go the idea of trying, see, but developing more understanding.
Anatomies again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.